we were learning last week about Beis Lechem. Beis Lechem Yehuda Ephras. And we left sort of in the gate of thanks. We were standing in the gates of Beis Lechem, and now we have to speak about conquering Beis Lechem, about taking back Beis Lechem, and that's our avodah. Part of our avodah this Shavuos will be to recapture Beis Lechem. Now, how does that work for people like us? I'm personally never really touched a gun in my life, and I hope I never will have to. So what does it mean for people like us to take Beis Lechem? So let's enter into the city. I'm going to say very much bekit, so I have to be, something came up, I have to be, I know I always say that I end up being late, but I really, I'm under a lot of pressure now, and I'm sure you all are anyway, or at least the women. Since the women are here, the men are not under pressure, but then that's how it goes. Vayom legoel chelkas asoda asher la'achinu elimelech machra na'ami ashova mistei moav. So Boaz said to the goel, to the one, the redeemer, chelkas asoda, the portion of the field, asher la'achinu elimelech, that a portion, this portion of the field that belongs to our brother, our relative Elimelech, is being offered for sale. Machra Naomi is being offered for sale to Naomi, who has returned from the fields of Moab. We all know of the Pasuk in Rus. Mefarshim are asking, why is it necessary for Shmuel HaNavi, the author of Sefer Rus, why is it necessary for Shmuel HaNavi to tell us about the Chelkas HaSada, the portion of the field? Bechlal, why is it a portion of the field? Why not an entire field? If you look there in the Mefarshim, in Ibn Ezra, Yitachein Shahaya Asada Godel V'chelik Mimena Hoyla Elimelech. Ibn Ezra says that the pshat is that it was a large area, it was a large field, and part of it belonged to Elimelech. So, if it was necessary for Shmuel HaNavi to reveal this in the Megillah, it must mean that it's necessary for us to understand. And it has to do with the entire redemption. So this entire Sefer is about the redemption. Also, what's quite interesting is that this all takes place in the Shaar, I mentioned last week, in the gate, which according to Chazal was the place where the Beis Din HaGadol, the great court, the Sanhedrin, was meeting. And that somehow this had to take place in the presence of the Sanhedrin, of the Beis Din HaGadol, of the great court. So there are many explanations. Obviously, it's difficult for us to understand. Why does this have to take place in the presence of the Beis Din HaGadol, of the great court? What is it that's happening here that requires the presence of the Sanhedrin? So let's learn some Maharal. The Maharal has an entire sefer that deals with the union of Geula of redemption, and that's Netzach Yisrael. And the first parak of Netzach Yisrael, the Maharal discusses the concept of galus, of exile. The Maharal writes over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesader, Hashem is Baruch, set up the world in such a way where every nation has its makom, its place that befits and becomes the nature of that specific nation. Every geographical location with its climate, the hills, the valleys, every single thing relates uniquely and specifically to the nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has brought to that, to the nation, the people that Hashem Yisbarach has brought to that place. And there's one place on earth and only one place. Could you close the door, please, if you don't mind to close? Thank you. There's one place on earth that is natural for Klal Yisrael. And sometimes we think it has to do with Ocean Parkway, or it has to do with 13th Avenue, or Central Avenue, or Muncie, whatever, wherever you happen to have gotten fablunged over the years. But it's not true. Of course, our place, and the only place for a Jew, is Eretz Yisrael. That's the Mokem HaTivi. That's the natural place for our people in every respect. Therefore, Golus, the Maharal writes, in defining Golus, Golus means a shinui v'yitziya min hateva. It means that there's been a perversion of the natural state of reality. That's what Golus is on all levels. It's the yitziya min hateva. It's unnatural. There is something very wrong, something very unnatural in Golus, because everything belongs in its natural place and can only thrive in its natural place, and everything was established in the world as having its place, and having its pranos, and having its place. Therefore, the Maharal discusses this at length in the first parak, and he shows the difference between the words galo, golus, and ga'ol, which we don't have time to go into right now. The Maharal explains that when something has left its teva, its natural position in reality, that behechrich, it must be that it will return, because something unnatural cannot continue indefinitely, because then it would be natural. Something unnatural must ultimately return to its natural state. That's the way it is in all of reality, all of science. All of man's inquiry into the nature of the world has revealed this underlying truth, that everything in reality is naturally yearning and driven towards its place of origin, towards its natural place. The hechrech, everything must return to its place. As Shlomo Melech says, Kol ha-necholim holchem al-hayam, that all rivers run to the sea. All rivers run to the sea means that behechrich, it must be, that teva, that the natural proper order be restored. In addition to that, the Maharal says that it is natural for an umma achas, for a people, and particularly the Jewish people, who contain within them the mystery of unity, of being a chativa achas, of being a unified entity. It is only natural for that one nation to be together in one place. Therefore, pizur, dispersion is unnatural to the Jewish people. It's unnatural for any people to be dispersed. But in particular, Yeshno Am Echad, as our enemy Sanhedrin, that there is a people who by their very definition is an Am Echad, is one people. Therefore, something is terribly wrong because they're right now in a state of being Mefuzo Mefarad Ben Ha'amim. They're divided and dispersed among the nations. For the Maharal says that this unnatural state of A, the Jewish people being away from their natural habitat, their home, Eretz Yisrael, and B, the Jewish people being dispersed and divided. The Maharal says this is an unnatural perversion of reality that must be corrected on both levels. The return of the Jewish people as an entire people, with kibbutz nidche Yisrael, returning to our natural and only place. So the Maharal explains over there, he says, hafledik of things. If you have a chance to look in the Netzach, you saw the first parak, it'll keep you busy the entire yontif. So the Maharal says that the inyan of Rachel Imeinu and where she's buried, which was what we spoke about, we began to talk about last week, Beis Lechem Yehuda. The Inyan of Rochel Yemenu, being buried baderech, along the path. And Davke in that place, Ephras, he Beis Lechem, as per our discussion last week, which contains with it the mystery of unifying the two worlds of Rochel and Leah. For those of you here last week, you remember that's what we discussed. So Rochel Yemenu was buried derech Beis Lechem. Why? So Chazal tell us that in that place, baderech, along the way, Rochel Yemenu was crying and his mevakesh Yisra'el. It says in Novi, not Chazal, it says in Novi, that Rochel Yemenu is crying and begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Beramon Nishma, their voice is heard of Rochel Yemenu, Rochel Mavake al Bonera. Rochel is crying that her children are in a state of gullus, that her children have left. And the only way that she is consoled is the promise that Hashem gives her of the Shovu Bonim Legvula, that your children are going to return to their home, to where they belong. The Shovu Bonim Legvula. Samaral explains, why is this Rochel? Because Rochel, as we spoke about last week, is the Akeres Bayis. We're not going to go into that right now at length, but she is the essence of the home of Yaakov Avinu. She is the revealed world, as we discussed last week from the Ramchal. She means every single Jew, not just dreaming about Eretz Yisrael. We all do that. Rochel means being in Eretz Yisrael. Not just talking about it, not looking at pictures of Eretz Yisrael, but being in it. So that's Rochel Yemenu. Leah Yemenu is a different Bechina. Rochel Yemenu means, like when Rabbi Nachum Breslov came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he was speaking about the greatness of the land, and Rav Nosson asked him, Rabbi, what do you mean? So Rabbi Nachum said, I mean the streets, I mean the stones. I mean the pshat of Eretz Yisrael. I'm not talking about on a higher level. I'm talking about the poshut, the stones. That's Rochel Yemenu. So why is Rochel Yemenu buried over there, baderech, Beis Lechem? Samral says that she is the Akeres Bayis. She is the one who established the home of Yaakov. And the definition of a bayis, the Maral explains, what does a bayis mean? The meaning of a home, and it's very sad if someone does not fit into the definition of what a home is supposed to be. The meaning of a bayis is that it takes different separate human beings, and the bayis is ma'ached, the home of a person, has the ability to take these different people that live in this place, and by means of the bayis, all of the b'nei mishpacha are brought together in one place and are now redefined as one entity. It's no longer Moshe and Yankel and Rochel and Rivka. It's now the Mishpach. It's the Bayis, which is Ma'achet, which joins together, which is a place of redemption. And for each and every one of us, the home must be such a place of redemption. When you return, you touch the mezuzah. When you leave, you touch the mezuzah. And by touching the name of Hashem, it means that you believe that the individuals who belong in this place are joined together because of their singular desire to unify God's name. And these separate lives become one in the bayis that brings them together. Therefore, the Maral says that since Rochel is the Akeres Bayis, it means that she is the Koach, which is Ma'achet. She has the ability to bring the children home. She has the ability to hold us together since she's the Akeres Bayis. Ishtai Beso. But Rochel is different. Rochel is the Bayis of the entire Jewish people. So she's Ma'achet. She gathers together Knesset Yisrael. Therefore, Rochel is identified also in the Svarim HaKadoshim as Knesset Yisrael, which means the ingathering of the Jewish people. She's Mama Rochel. She means coming home. She brings us back. So the Maral says, therefore it's necessary that she be buried on the derech, which in our way of looking at things is a terrible tragedy. It's a terrible tragedy that Rachel Imenu was left along the road. Of course, as we learned last week, had she been able to be in Beis Lechem, that would have meant Rachel and Leah being totally bound together. It would have meant Yaakov Yisrael, would have meant the Tikkun, the final correction of all things. But the Maral explains that the Rebbeinu Shlom, obviously, his intention was that the Jewish people be exiled. What's the guarantee that no matter where a Jew is, he longs to go home? He knows that he doesn't belong. As we spoke about a few weeks ago, that even our enemies understand that the Jew is a wandering being. He doesn't belong in Poland. He doesn't belong in Germany. He doesn't belong in Yemen, in Iraq. Wherever Jews have gone, they've wandered. Jews are home and they're still homesick. All of us are homesick for Eretz Yisrael, even though we have homes. Because the Maral tells us that Rachel Imenu had to be buried baderech, so that every one of her children, even a child who's baderech, who isn't home, who's never stuck someplace, who got stuck somewhere, made a wrong turn and ended up in Flatbush or Borough Park or the Five Towns on Muncie or Monroe or London or Paris, that even that child of Rachel, who was baderech, since Rachel is the Akeres Bais, she's the homemaker. So the Maral says it means that in our matzav of Golas, in our state of Golas, Rachel Yimenu is the reminder, is the, our mother who reminds us that we have a Bais and it's not here. But that we could be, remember that we're Jews and try to join together as Yidden, to form some temporary shelter and refuge in our wanderings of Golus, is because Rachel Imenu is baderech. And therefore, b'koach Rachel Imenu yesh tikvah la'achrisech, there is hope that the Jewish people ultimately return to their only home, which is Eretz Yisrael, which is Beis Lechem, Yehuda. She is the one who is the hope of reunification in a place of dispersion. Because she means the home. And she means reunion and joining together. She means oneness. Therefore, by her being baderech, it means that every Jew, even a Jew who is baderech, knows that this is not my place. I could join with other Jews. We form a minyan. We form a community. But we're baderech. So hidden within Klai Yisrael who are baderech is the yearning of our mother Rachel to have us back home where we belong together with her. This is the Torah of the Maharal at the beginning of Nesach Yisrael. Aleph. Beis is a very big yisoid in the Svarim HaKadoshim that I spoke about a few years ago, and I'm sure you've heard from other people in other places. It says in Chumash, we read it a few weeks ago, Ki yomuch achicho mochar mi'achuzosai. That means that if your brother becomes impoverished, it's a terrible thing. If a Jew becomes so impoverished that he has to sell part of his ancestral land, he has to sell part of his ancestral property. So Rashi brings from Chazal, Malam shein odem rishoy limka sadehu elamach mizdeichak oini. So Rashi brings from Chazal, this teaches us that it is forbidden for a Jew in Eretz Yisrael to sell his ancestral plot unless he's so impoverished that he has no choice. It's forbidden. Stam, it's forbidden. To sell the ancestral, the achuza, it's forbidden. Unless, ki yomuch achicha, unless he's so impoverished that he's gonna starve. without selling it. So we need to understand, what is the kpeida? Why is that? Why is it that we can't sell an achuz in Eretz Yisrael? We're talking about selling it to another Jew. We're not talking about getting involved in the Yisrael of Leisachanim, of selling it to Goyim. We're talking about selling it to a Yid Lahavdil. So why can't it be sold? The ancestral land is only kiyomu chachicha, Rashi from Chazal says, only if a person's impoverished. Otherwise, ain't a rishoy, Rashi says. You're not allowed. So the Mashgiach from Torah Vadas, Rav Moshe Wolfson, Logazon Zayin, he brings the Yesod from the Arvei Nachal to explain this. This is a very famous Yesod that's found in many places in the Svarim. In the Arvei Nachal, it's in Pasuk Shlach, and it's very kedai to see it inside, because it's a long piece, and it's a very big Yesod. Everybody knows that during the days that after Moshe Rabbeinu died, there were many halachas that were forgotten. There are different girsas about how many halachas, it's not important for now. But many, many halachas, a chunk of Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, was lost in the confusion, in the bewilderment after the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. And nobody was able to bring that back. Until Osniel ben Knaz, the first of the Shoftim, Osniel ben Knaz, bipilpulo, the Gemara says, with the koch of his pilpul, of his logical deduction, with his lumbus, Osniel ben Knaz was able to restore, to rebuild the lost piece of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Arvei Nachal explains that regarding this retrieving of the lost Torah, reconstruction of the lost Torah, it says in Navi that Osniel ben Knaz conquered the place called Kiryas Sefer. Kiryas Sefer. Which is a fascinating name. It means the town or the village of the book. Kiryas Sefer. And the Tzaddik explains that all of Eretz Yisrael, this is a remarkable thing, that all of Eretz Yisrael is like a Sefer Torah. All of Eretz Yisrael is like a Sefer Torah. Just like the Jewish people, each Jew corresponds to a letter in the Sefer Torah. All of Eretz Yisrael is a Sefer Torah. And every Dal Amis, every four Amis in Eretz Yisrael corresponds to Isis or creates Isis letters of the Torah and of the white spaces between the Isis that somehow Torah Shebichsav, the written Torah, and the oral Torah, corresponds to the physical territory of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the conquest of his place is called Kiryas Sefer, means that because Osniel ben Knaz was connected, the Isis of his neshama, of his soul, his neshama was connected, its sherish, its root, was from that place in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Arvei Nachal explains that by conquering that chelek of the land, it awakened the slumbering pieces of Torah, the Isis of the tradition of Torah, because every place in Eretz Yisrael has a shaychus, a connection to the Isis of Torah Shebichsav, to the letters, and to the teachings of the oral Torah, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Therefore, he was naturally drawn to that place. And by conquering the place called Kiryas Sefer, which means the place of the Sefer of the book. By conquering that place, Othniel ben Knaz was able to take back once he had that place, with the koyach of his pilpul, with the koyach of his understanding, he was now connected to his ancestral plot, and the ancestral plot was connected to the Torah that he was sent to this world to reveal. And the Avraham Nachal says that the kibush of that piece of Eretz Yisrael meant, in effect, the kibush, the conquest of that missing piece of Torah. And he has many, many raiyas for this from Chazal and from the Tikkunim and the Zohar Kodesh. Therefore, there's a kepeda. Therefore, it's particularly important that a Jew not sell his ancestral plot in Eretz Yisrael, his place in Eretz Yisrael, because according to the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that mokum, that place, and the pears that are growing there, and the flowers, and the soil, the trees, the grass, everything in that place is your chelik, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but when you're davening, you say, v'sein chelkeinu b'sarah secha, Hashem, give me back my piece of Torah, my portion of Torah. Your chelik in Torah and your chelik in Eretz Yisrael, every Jew has a chelik, and your chelik in Eretz Yisrael are inseparable. And therefore, by being in your place, in your chelik, and there are many things that are written in the Sfarim about passing through, even passing through your place, and the effect that could have upon your awareness, your understanding of Torah and of Hashem, of your chelik in Torah. Therefore, by being in your place, you have unbelievable siyata, the Shmaya help, to be megala, to reveal your chelik in Teres Hashem. That part of Teres Hashem that you could reveal, that you could be mechadish, that was waiting for you to come back to your home. You have Torah that's your home, and you have a place that's your home. Therefore, we understand that selling one's achuzah, selling one's chelik, Rashi says, ein rishoy, unless God forbid a person has no hope, and that's selling it to another Jew. Allah has kama v'kama. Who can imagine how much damage has been caused by Jews selling land to our enemies? Not that everybody's blaming anybody. That has nothing to do with blame. But how much damage has been caused by Arelim being in the place, and a goy, even if he has a bris milah as an oral, being in the place of our chelik of Eretz Yisrael, which is our chelik of Teres Hashem. Therefore, when we read in Eicha, Halavai should be this year, it should be a day of tremendous joy. But when we read in Eicha, Darchei Tzion Avelus. Just translate literally. Darchei Tzion Avelus means the roads of Eretz Yisrael are mourning. If we could hear them crying. The roads of Eretz Yisrael are mourning, A, because of the children who have left their chelik in Eretz Yisrael and have left their chelik in Torah. And B, even because there are Jews there who are not thinking about their chelik in Torah. Many Jews, unfortunately. Darchei Tzion Avelus. It's a bechin of Misa. What is death? Death means a separation between a body and soul. So we understand that when a Jew leaves his ancestral plot, when a Jew is not in Eretz Yisrael in his place, there's a nituk, there's a separation, there's a detachment that's taking place between the body of who he is and his soul, which is his Torah, his neshama. It's like God forbid, it's like a krisis, a get, a separation. And at the oasis, that the letters of the Torah are under the control of Palestinian authority, or of our enemies, the mourning, the avelus, if it were possible to hear, Beis Lechem and the other places screaming and crying, we wouldn't be able to hear. It would break our hearts. So l'kol ha'pachas, the Torah gives an eitzah that if a person, because of poverty, must sell his ancestral plot, the l'kol ha'pachas, if you have to, it's better to sell it, as we see in Sefer Rus, to whom? It's better to sell it to the goyel. That means to a mishpacha. Why to mishpacha? Why to family? To the closer the mishpacha, the better. Why? Because the krivim in one mishpacha will come from one bias. Generally, according to the Sfarma Kedoshim, they're shirish. They come from the same place, and therefore, if at least this person sells it to mishpacha, to the krivim, who are the goyalim, then at least on some level, those relatives also are achuzim and dvukim, that Torah is not going to be abandoned, that portion is connecting to the mishpacha, to the shayrish, to the family. Even though this individual person, Nabuch, can't afford to live there, but at least he has mishpacha there. And mishpacha means that on some level there's a redemption of the place. Now here's where we come to Shavuos. So, Rav Wolfson explains the following. Just to add, to help understand what he's saying. Shavuos, of course, is the mystery, is the site of the Yovel of the 50th. Of the number 50. And Yovel, Jubilee, means many, many things. That time of Yovel. In Torah, most of all, Yovel means returning to one's beginnings. It means being home. Ishal achuzosai, ishal mishpachtai. You go back to your ancestral plot, to your land, you go back to the mishpacha, to your bias. That's what Yovel means. And that's why it means freedom. Being free means being who you are. Being back to where, in the place where you belong, with the Torah you belong, with the mishpacha, with whom you belong. On all levels of zivugim. That's why Yovel brings freedom. Because Yovel is a return to the shorish. And when you're in your place of origin, you're free. Because all enslavement is the result of being away from who you have to be and where you have to be and doing what you're supposed to be doing. Therefore, you're enslaved. You're in an unnatural situation. Yovel means, ukrosim dror, means that liberty is proclaimed. Why? Because everybody returns. El mishpacha, lechuzosai. And that's what is meant when it says regarding Rachel Imenu. Vishavu bonim legvulam. The Rachel who's buried, Derech Beis Lechem, which is the soid, the mystery of Mashiach ben Dov, Mashiach ben Yosef, as we spoke about last week, Ephras Beis Lechem Yehuda, that Rachel Imenu was buried in that place, and as we learn from Haral, she means that call for each Jew to come home, since she's the mother, she's Mama Rachel, she's the one of the bias, who built the bias, and she's tugging at us to come back, and she's crying until we come back. Therefore, the inyan of Vishavu Bonim Legvulam is Rachel Imein, is Beis Lechem. To come home to where you belong, that's Yovel. That's why it's a fascinating thing, you all know this, that the Yontiv that we call Zman Matan Torah, that's going to be Mitzvah tomorrow night, it really doesn't have a clear time, Kabbalah Satorah, as far as how it relates to the 7 weeks. What we celebrate on the 6th actually took place on the 7th, Kiyadua. There's a tshuva from the Rivash, or Mami Panu, it's discussed at length in the Rishonim and Achronim, it's not for now. But how could such a thing be? It defies time. So the teretz is that Yovel is exactly that. Yovel means that which transcends time. Seven is the world of time. The multiple of seven times seven means this world. Beyond this world, you've heard this before, the Maharal talks about this in many places, means eight, or in multiples it means 50. 50 means freedom. 50 means you're no longer bound and constrained by physical reality. You are who you are. You're not bound by this world. That's the number 50. Therefore, it's amazing that the Yontif of Shavuos, it really, the 50th day isn't counted. We don't count the 50th day. It's a pella. It's a wonder. The fact that I mentioned last week, you know that there's a disagreement among the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. We know that the Baal Shem Tov died. His yahrzeit is either the first day of Shavuos or the second day of Shavuos. How could there be a machlokes about when the Baal Shem Tov's yahrzeit? He was the most precious Jew in the entire world. And his students were around his bed when he was nifter. And there are different kabbalas of whether it was the first day or the second day. How could that be? And by Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yada ish, nobody knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. What it means is that there are certain neshamas, and it's Dovra Melos, Yartzeit, there are neshamas that are connected to that world of Yovel, which means absolutely unbound. Unbound by this world. Neshamas that soared above and beyond all the constraints of this world. Neshamas that were home. These were home. These were neshamas that knew where their home was. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, so it's either this day, is that day. It's Zichus Shavuos, but which day? We don't know exactly. It's meaning that the Baal Shem Tov's neshama was not held by the world of time. Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody knows where he's buried, so he died in one place, he's buried in another place, Chazal say. Therefore, it says by Rochel Imenu, V'akbereha Shom B'derech Ephras, he Beis Lechem. Now let's move into Beis Lechem and conquer it. That's what our job is for Shavuos, to take back Beis Lechem. So it says in Pasuk, V'akbereha Shom B'derech Ephras, he Beis Lechem. And Yaakov said, I buried her there in that place. B'derech Ephras, which is Beis Lechem, Ephras, which means Ephraim, Mashiach ben Yosef, he Beis Lechem, it's Beis Lechem Yehuda. So in that place, Rochel Imenu was crying for us to come home, to return, Yovel, to come back home, to come to our ancestral plot, to leave all of these foreign places where we don't belong, and to come home to her, our mother, our bayis. V'shavu bonim l'gvulam. Therefore, there are many remarkable things that are happening there in Beis Lechem. It says regarding the Yovel, "Bishnas haYovel hazayis tashuvu ish alachuzasa." In the Yovel year, the mystery of 50, each person returns to his achuza. Therefore, the words "Beis Lechem Yehuda" are "Beis Lamed Yud," spelled Yovel. Beis Lechem Yehuda, where Rochel Imenu was waiting, but derech Beis Lechem. Beis Lechem Yehuda, the Rosh Tevis Yud Beis Lamed, which is Yovel. Therefore it says, Hashem promises Rochel Imenu, Yesh Tikva L'Achriseich, Ne'um, listen to the words, Yesh Tikva L'Achriseich, the Baruch Shalom says, there is hope. In the end, it's going to be okay. As the Maharal explains, you, Rochel, are the guarantee of your children's return. So Hashem says, it says in Pasuk, Yesh tikva l'achriseich, Nu'um Hashem is Yud, V'shavu is Vav, Bonim is Beis, L'gvulam is Lamed, is Rosh Tevis Yovel Molei. Is Hashem V'shavu bonim l'gvulam spells Yovel. It spells Yovel Molei, complete with the Vav, and it spells it in the correct order. Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei Yud. Num Hashem v'shavu bonim l'gvulam spells Yovel. It's brought down in Svarim. that Ad Shnas HaYovel, says in Posik, Ad Shnas HaYovel, that there's slavery, there's dispersion, there's gullus, there's misery, there are Palestinians until Ad Shnas HaYovel. It's brought down in this form that Ad Shnas HaYovel is the gematria exactly, Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi. Ad Shnas HaYovel is the gematria Ben Yishai, but not just David HaMelech, Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi, from Beis Lech. If a shvuah is in time, Olam Shuvah Nefesh in time, shvuah means returning in time, the 50th. In the soul, Nefesh, it connects to Mashiach Tzekeinu, to David HaMelech, to Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, to the soul of the Jewish people, to Mashiach Tzekeinu, whose name David Malkin Mashiach at the end of Sefer Rus. And in the physical world, the entire thing is taking place, the story of Rus is taking place in Beis Lechem Yehuda. And the woman who orchestrates the entire business here, her name is Naomi. Naomi. And Naomi is Reshetavis Mikabez Nidchei Amo Yisrael. That Hashem will gather back the dispersed of Israel is the Reshetavis Naomi. Is Makabe's Nidche Amo Yisrael. So Naomi is the sheirish of what? Being Makabe's Nidche Yisrael of Kibbutz Golis. So Naomi returns from the place of impurity and she comes home. From the fields of Moab she comes where? To the fields of Beis Lechem Yehuda Ephras, he Beis Lechem, to gather wheat, to gather what? The souls, the neshamas. Since these are the souls of Mashiach, Rus and Boaz, therefore they're found in the fields of Beis Lechem Yehuda Ephras, which means Rachel and Leah. And Naomi, Makabes Nidche Ami Yisrael, is working things towards that ingathering, to see to it that there'll be a marriage, a wedding, between Boaz, the Koach of Yehuda, and Rus, which is the side of Rachel and Leah, as we learned last week from the Ben Yishchai and the Arizal. And that's why there's such a commotion being made about the Chelkas Hasada, about this piece of land in Beis Lech. The Chelkas Hasada that belonged to Boaz, to that family, where in that Mishpacha there was this unbelievable feeling on the level of Neshama. That not only did their Torah depend upon it, not only did their souls depend upon being in that chelek, but David HaMelech's soul, and David HaMelech is the soul of the entire Jewish people, and the redemption of the Jewish people, of the real Goel, depended upon that spot in Beis Lechem Yehuda. Because there is hidden the neshama of Mashiach Tzikein, of Mashiach ben David, in the place of Ephras, Beis Lechem, Rachel and Leah. Therefore, Boaz could not do this without Rus. We understand, therefore, the commotion is taking place over the Chelkas HaSada. There is a piece of the field. Boaz cannot complete the puzzle without Rus. And to the Megala Divrei Torah, the Divrei Torah of Mashiach's Torah, of the Torah of David Malki Mashiach, of Torah of Baal Shem. In that place. V'hu agayel. And therefore, David HaMelech was born in Beis Lechem. Ben Yishai Beis Halachmi. David HaMelech was going to bring us back. Mekabes Nidcha Ami Yisrael. David HaMelech was p'chin is Yovel. David HaMelech means coming home. It means the end of slavery, the end of Golis, the end of confusion. So when it says in the Megillah, Yulad ben l'Naomi, that a child has been born to Naomi. To Naomi? Yulad ben l'Naomi. So you already see the Isis there is Yulad ben l'Naomi is Yovel. Yud Beis Lamed. Yulad ben l'Naomi. This is the beginning of Mashiach Tzidkenu. Therefore, David HaMelech is born in the place of Yovel on Shavuos, which is the 50th day, the time of Yovel. And this reveals fully the absurdity, the perverseness, the obscenity of the presence of the Notzrim and the Yishma'elim, of the Christians and the Muslims in Beis Lechem. The chutzpah that I spoke about last week, at the end, that I mentioned, that the Notzrim, that the Christians have made a tumult, making the claim that their Messiah was born in Bethlehem, Beis Lechem. This is, of course, referred to in the teachings of our Chachamim as a kaif, as a monkey who's trying to imitate the human being. It's the nature of the sitra achra of the other side to try to resemble the side of holiness, ki yadua, as it's known. And therefore, they're not wrong that Beis Lechem is a place of redemption. And they're not wrong that it's the place of freedom. And they're not wrong that it's the place where redemption was born. But their mistake was that it wasn't the mamzer. It was David Malka Mashiach Lahav. It wasn't the one of Tumah. It wasn't the one who has brought Golus to the world. It wasn't the birthplace of the one who has brought misery and suffering, Pizur and Pira, dispersion and exile to our people and to the entire world. It's the birthplace of Lahavdol David Malka Mashiach. Therefore, that place. And I'm wondering what's going to happen, Mitzvah Shem, soon when Mashiach comes. It would be interesting to see. Please remind me then. It would be interesting to see the place, what they call that church, that there was the whole tumult about that church. I'd be curious to see if that's in the Chelkas HaSoda of Rus and Boaz. We'll see, Mitzvah Shem. That will be in the Chelkas HaSoda of Rus and Boaz. In that place where the kaif, where the monkey impersonated Knesset Yisrael, where the monkey was impersonating David Malka Mashiach, that in that place, the Chelkas HaSoda, Mimela, the Sanhedrin was there. Why did the Sanhedrin have to be there? So he began with that question. Why is the Beis Din HaGadol a gevaldige thing, a Sanhedrin? What do you need a Sanhedrin? The Sanhedrin, as we understand from the Rambam, in many places, Kiddush HaChodesh and other places, the Sanhedrin is the representative of the entire Jewish people. That's what it means. When the Sanhedrin are there, it means a microcosm of Knesset Yisrael. It means Mekabes Nidcham Yisrael. Sanhedrin's stake is in that place, because all of Klal Yisrael has that place. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. And how much more meaning it has for us when we come into a Shabbos, which is the time when we come home. Every week we taste a little bit Rochli Men, has a little bit of Nechama. Because the whole week our children are running around like Meshuggahim. And finally when it comes to Friday, Kabbalah Shabbos, Mekabes Nidcha Amo Yisrael, so then we say in the Dav, Hashem will have mercy upon us. Hisnari mi'ofa kumi. Hisnari. Shake off the dirt. Snari mi ofakumi, livshi bigdei sefartechami, and to put on your splendorous garments, my people. Al yad ben yishai beis halachmi, through the Redeemer, ben yishai beis halachmi, see, even in these years, even in these times before Mashiach, is karvel nafshi ge'ola. On Friday, my heart, my soul is drawn closer to redemption, to being home. The feeling of being home. So all of us on Shavuos, which is the time of Yovel, of Chayrus, Ein lecha ben chayrin el misha isa b'tayr, that's why receiving the Torah means to be free. It means to come back to who you really are. That's what it means to be a ben tayr, a bas tayr, Ein lecha ben chayrin el misha isa b'tayr. So, on Shavuos we really should be thinking about v'sein chal kena b'ser esacha. Rabbi Shalom, help me reconnect to my chelik of Torah, to the entire Torah, but mostly to my chelik of Torah. And that means, Rabbi Shalom, help me to believe and to know it in the clearest way, that every word of Torah that I learn is bringing me closer to having my place in Eretz Yisrael. And every word of Torah that I learn, every letter that I learn, is a conquest of an inch, of a foot, my Dalet Amos, of my Kiryas Sefer that's waiting for each and every one of us. Every word of Torah, Zman Matan Torah Seinu, every single word of Torah, V'sein Chalkeinu B'ser Esecha. It once happened that, I'm not sure yet how I'm going to explain this, but maybe I'll have Siyata Dishmai. It once happened that the Rebbe Elimelech was crying for a long time, that he wasn't privileged to see the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that he never was able to see the Baal Shem Tov. Didn't work out at the time. He wasn't zeichet to see the Baal Shem. And for a long time he was crying for that. And it once happened, in one place he says it was Shavuos, it happened that it was made known to him that he was bezeichet to see the image of the Baal Shem. And he went to the window, and outside there by Lezhensk, there's a mountain, and that when the Rebbe Elimelech was standing by the mountain, was standing and looking out the window and staring at that mountain, suddenly there was a hispoitzitzus. There was an explosion. That the mountain exploded. Not physically. He was the only one that saw this. That the mountain exploded. And that 600,000 sparks of fire were flying from the mountain. And in each fireball, he saw the image of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The Rebbe Melech said that he had such an experience, so I believe it in a very simple way. So 600,000, the Shalom is 600,000 letters of the Torah. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, whose yard site is Shavuos. What does it mean for people like us? See, we're not Zeichet to see the image of the Baal Shem Tov in each of those sparks. Naturally, this is only the belief of someone who has accepted all of this completely, and if this is said in other circles, this would not be appreciated. So you should therefore say it in those circles that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, there's a spark of the Baal Shem Tov in every single one of us. That's what it means, 600,000 sparks. And the demus of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, tefillah and chayrus and yovel and coming home and wanting to be better. That demus of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh has been burned and engraved inside each and every one of us. And Mistami is calling us home also. So we should be zeicha to be makabel the yontiv, the simcha. What greater joy is there that we're, if all these years we're still studying Torah, we still remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and we're still davening, that we should hear the rest of the story. That we should hear Yishakenim and the Shikai Sepiyu. Rashi says that Hashem is going to kiss us and revealed in that kiss, the secrets of Torah that that we haven't been able to understand through these years of confusion and dispersion. In the meantime, let's you and I try to conquer Beis Lechem and Kiryas Sefer and Yerushalayim and Nahariya and Netanya and Tel Aviv and Yafo from Dan to Be'er Sheva and beyond. Let's try to conquer with learning and steiging and growing in Torah and learning Torah and observing Torah. That we should be Zayachim et Hashem for that time that we'll be able to see with our own eyes the face of David Malka Mashiach to Makabal Pnei Mashiach Mashiachainu. Begula Hashem v'amitis mehem yomenu amen. A good Shantav.